when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the duck from the quack, the ace from the pack, the pip from the Macintoshes. Back in the group, I came up with a scoop. This was the time to rise and say, I've got in my eye such a jubilee sky that the 4th of July will look gray. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? And let a winner lead the way.
And we're not only letting a winner lead the way, we are letting a whiner lead the way. Today on Broadway to Main Street, our guest is Deborah Grace Winer, who is going to grace the East End on July 8th with a program at Guildhall called Great Women Writers of Musical Theater. Welcome, Deb.
Thank you, Larry. I'm so glad to be here, and thanks for having me. Yeah, we're really looking forward to that show. It's called, the other title is Baby Dream Your Dream.
Correct.
And it's all about the great women songwriters and the pioneer women songwriters, because all women songwriters, even writing today, stand on the shoulders of these women who came before.
And it's a tremendous repertoire. Just to remind our audience, this is Larry Maslon, your host of Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And we're going to send our emanations out from Southampton, because we're going to invite our listeners in a little quick little musical history lesson as a way of hopefully hooking them to show up to Guildhall in East Hampton on Sunday, July 8th at 7 p.m.
Right. Yeah. No, it's a great show.
So this whole idea of women songwriters, obviously there's some, all of our Broadway fans know, like Betty Comden or Dorothy Fields, but it actually goes all the way back to the 30s. So Who's Afraid of a Big Bad Wolf?
Written by Anne Rennell.
And how did that happen? Was she a Disney staff writer?
Yeah, she, you know, there were a few women in Hollywood during the 30s and 40s who were just around, you know, and that was done in collaboration with other songwriters. And that you just don't know, you know, there are people like Kay Swift, Anne Rennell, Dana Suisse, mm-hmm. and people who you just kind of go, who? Then there's also Doris Fisher, who wrote Put the Blame on Mame.
Wow.
And there's, you know, and the song, so a lot of the songs are really, really, really famous and just household names.
Household names.
Yeah.
Well, what could be more household name than Barbara Streisand? So let's have her serve up a little Disney magic.
Big bad wolf, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra la 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 la. Long ago there were three pigs, little handsome pigs, for the big, very bad wolf. They did not give three figs. Now number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey, hey, toot, he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Now number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey, diddle, diddle, he played on his fiddle and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, nix on tricks, I shall build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing or dance, 'cause work and play don't mix. Ha, 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 the two little pigs just winked and laughed. Ha, ha, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra-la-la-la-la. Came the day when fate did frown, and the wolf blew into town with a gruff, puff, puff. He puffed just enough, and the hay house fell right down. One and two were scared to death of the big bad wolfie's breath. Pull the hair of your chinny chin, I'll blow you in, and the twig house answered yes. No one left but number three to save that piglet family. So when they knocked, he fast unlocked and said, come in with me. Now they all were safe inside, but the bricks hurt Wolfie's pride. So he slid down the chimney, and oh, by chimney, in the fire he was fried. Oh, 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 the three little free little pigs just winked and laughed. Ha, oh, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who is afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra-la-la-la-la.
Yes, the subtlety and intimacy that goes hand in hand with Barbra Streisand. Deb, we're talking about songs by women songwriters, and obviously there's a great body of work, which you call the American Popular Songbook Standards, quote
right.
unquote. And a lot of these came from shows that came and went and don't mean anything to anybody. But our next song was sung by just about everybody, Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Rosie Clooney and you name it. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that was written by Kay Swift. And it was from a show called Fine and Dandy. And Kay Swift is also known for being very close to George Gershwin. The nature of their relationship is much talked about.
Well, there's a line in a Kiss for Cinderella from Of the I Sing, where one of the girls he sings about is Emmeline or Kay.
There you go.
People think it's a nod in her direction.
Yeah, there you go. And she was one of the very few women composers. And her other big hit was a song called Fine and Dandy,
And this is the show that it's in, sung, I think, rather beautifully. We'll be curious to know what you think, by Linda Ronstadt.
He's going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can't see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? Never again throw with love through with men. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I found a man I could trust. What a bust! This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? breathe and sigh, I wonder why. I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be, 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 can't we be friends?
Little touch of Linda in the Night, abetted by Nelson Riddle. Well, when we're looking at great ladies of American song, one of the towering pioneers, of course, is Dorothy Fields.
Well, Dorothy Fields is one of my favorite songwriters ever, and I wrote a book about her called On the Sunny Side of the Street. And she was she's the mothership of women songwriters. All the women who came afterwards really look to her and stand on her shoulders. And she was the only woman in that pantheon of blue chip first tier songwriters of the American Songbook, like right along with, she came a little bit after Gershwin, but she was right along with the Gershwins and the Cole Porters and Jerome Kern and Rodgers and Hart and Hammerstein and all that. And what's interesting is that her career lasted longer than any of the men in that sort of pantheon of great songwriters of standards. She started in the 20s with collaborating with the composer Jimmy McHugh and wrote things like I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And she continued through the 60s into the 70s by that time in her other great collaboration with Cy Coleman. Yeah.
And Dorothy Fields was able to write hip lyrics all the way through Seesaw in the early 70s,
right,
which were really hip lyrics.
Very hip, and that was her thing.
And she also strikes me as being as adept with Cotton Club, Tin Pan Alley, Broadway, and Hollywood. So let's hear one of her great Hollywood. Would you agree that Swing Time is the great
Swing Time Dorothy Fields score? Swing Time is the great Dorothy Fields score, and I think arguably the best Rodgers and Astaire score.
Well, let's hear the man himself.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that little laugh that wrinkles your nose just touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Oh, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look. just the way you look tonight.
Today I feel New York is really my personal property, right down Broadway to City Hall. Every supermarket, every 5 and 10, all of Lincoln Center and the great UN, they're all my personal property. The zoo in Central Park is merely my private menagerie. I've carved my name on every tree. From Yonkers Raceway to Bowling Green, I own everything around and in between. It's all my personal property. The planetarium is mine alone. The old aquarium I also own. And since I feel today New York is really my personal property, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Since I like you very much, so very, very much, I'm gonna give it to you. The planetarium is mine. So own, and since I feel today New York is really my personal property, I will tell you what I'm gonna do. Since I like you very much, so very, very much, I'm gonna give it. Please let me give it.
Sammy Davis Jr., a cut song from Sweet Charity. And these cut songs are even better than most people's real songs in Broadway shows.
Yeah, most people should be so lucky to write like that.
Tell us a little about, you mentioned her in Dorothy Fields, who was a lyricist, and that's obviously Cy Coleman's music. Her longevity, was she a smart choice for Sweet Charity? Was she an out-of-the-box choice by the mid-60s?
She was a great choice. And the thing about Dorothy Fields is her hallmark as a lyricist is her use of her ear for colloquialism, her ear for slang. And that was true in the 20s when she was starting out. And that's, I think, personally what saved her and gave her that long career. Because when she teamed up with Cy Coleman, they met at a cocktail party at Sheldon Harnick's house, who wrote Fiddler on the Roof. Mm-hmm. And he and Cy Coleman had been writing with Carolyn Lee, and that was very tempestuous. And Coleman said to Dorothy Fields, hey, you want to write something together? And she purportedly said something like, well, you know, what took you so long? I thought you'd never ask me. Mm-hmm. And so he was in his 30s. She was in her, well into her 60s. Or, you know, definitely in her 60s, and they hit it off, and she was able to capture the slang of the moment in the 1960s without ever seeming like an older person, either pandering or, you know, that kind of icky, cringy
right.
thing.
Boy, and she did she love New York City? So many of her shows, she managed to write about how great the city was. You have an event coming at Guildhall in East Hampton Sunday, July 8th at 7 p.m., and you take your title from Sweet Charity.
That's right, Baby Dream Your Dream.
And we're going to listen to, I think that's one of the better group numbers, but here's my favorite group number from Sweet Charity, from the original cast, Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields, who we're celebrating among other great women writers of the American musical today.
Get up, get out, do it.
Get up, get out, learn it. All these jokers, how I hate them, with their groping,
grabbing,
clutching,
clinching,
strangling,
handling,
fumbling,
pinching.
Boy, there's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some glory. I got it. I'm going to be a receptionist in one of those glass office buildings. Lever Brothers. No, no, no. Seagram's. 9 to 5. I'm going to have my very own typewriter. Underwood. And water coolers. And office parties. And coffee breaks. When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there? There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do.
And I'm gonna be a hat check girl at Sardi's East. And I'll wear one of them fine little black numbers, you know, cut up to here and down to there. Ooh, and all those hats coming in. Derbies, Homburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you and you check me.
Me too.
Why?
I'm getting out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. But just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later. There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get out, live it.
Living it up here on Broadway to Main Street, talking with Deborah Grace Winer about the great ladies of American song. Well, you mentioned that Dorothy Fields was the shoulders on which a lot of people stand. Clearly, the next person sitting on that shoulder has to be Betty Comden.
Oh, totally. Betty was, well, Dorothy Fields was Betty's idol. And Betty told me one time that she used to, when she was a girl in Brooklyn, she used to wash dishes in the evening with her favorite aunt who lived with them. And she remembers listening to I Can't Give You Anything But Love on the radio and other songs. And she, Dorothy was a beacon to her. And yeah, Betty was the next one up.
Well, Betty had the additional I guess, two other strings to her bow, her collaboration with Adolph Green as a co-lyricist and book writer, and also a performer. She wrote herself a hell of a great part in the her Broadway premiere on The Town.
Yeah, yeah, nice. And what's interesting that she and Adolph had this kind of inextricable relationship. They were like yin and yang to each other. And so you can't, nobody knows like what words Betty wrote and what words Adolph wrote. They are one.
They're sort
unified.
Of seamless. Yeah, and they tended to get, shall we say, sometimes carried away. So here from not the 1960 studio recording, but a one-off 1944 recording when they had just opened on The Town, is Betty Comden and Adolph Green.
Modern man, what is it? Just a collection of complexes and neurotic impulses that occasionally break through.
You mean sometimes you blow your top, like me?
I do. I try hard to stay controlled, but I get carried away. Try to act aloof and cold, but I get carried away.
Carried away.
I get carried away. When I go to listen to a symphony, why can't I just say the music's grand? Why must I leap up on the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato, and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro stick and start leading the band.
Carried away. You'll get carried away.
And when I go to see a moving picture show, and I'm watching actors in a scene, I start to think what's happening is really so. The girl, I must protect her. The villain, don't respect her. I leap to her defense and knock a hole right from the screen.
Carried away.
I try hard to keep detached, but I get carried away. Try to act less booby-hatched, but I get carried away.
Carried away.
When shopping, I'm a sucker for a bargain sale. If something is marked down upon a shelf, my sense of what is practical begins to fail. I buy one, then another, another, then another. I buy the whole store out and I'm in business for myself.
Carried away. And when I go to see my friends off on a train, golly, how I hate to see them go. But then my love of traveling I can't restrain. Time has come for parting. The train's already starting. I hop a freight and in a flash I'm off to Buffalo.
Carried away.
Opposite you, Safe on our planet made only for two. Night after night, day after day, living a private to character play. Here in our private world.
Our private world is like a play.
Is like a play.
John Cullum and Madeline Kahn from what listeners should remember by now is my favorite musical on the 20th century from the 77-78 season. So, Deb, this is Betty Comden writing fresh, moving, beautiful lyrics like into the late 1970s.
Yeah, Betty and Adolph used to get together every single day of their lives and write. And they also had this incredible, they were very hip people. They were very, remember, those early days were all bohemians in Greenwich Village when they started out. They had a little review company and they were very in tune. They were funny. They were hilarious to be with. They did this kind of shticky, you know, back and forth with each other no matter where you were. And so they were very tuned in, and they were brilliant, both of them. Hmm. And so they were very tuned in to what was going on, what was kind of the vibe of the moment.
Interesting. And I think certainly she doesn't get credit enough for their more sensitive, moving, emotional material. Everyone thinks, oh yeah, they're the party with Comden and Green,
right.
But they managed to write some tremendous Make Someone Happy. And is Make Someone Happy going to be in your show?
No, Make Someone Happy is not going to be on our show, but The Party's Over is going to be in our show. So
right.
Those were their two big hits.
Yeah.
And Comden Green, and also If You Hadn't But You Did.
Right.
Comden and Green were great at these kind of great barrages of words. They were brilliant. They loved wordplay. And they also could turn around and write a ballad that would break your heart.
Yeah.
So they had both sides of that coin.
Indeed. Well, earlier we heard a couple of songs by Cy Coleman, one of my favorite composers. We just heard one from him. So he seems to be, rather adept at writing music for lady lyricists, and one of the great unsung lyricists to me of all time, a lyricist I can't listen to without having a smile from ear to ear, is Carolyn Lee.
Carolyn Lee, I would hazard to say, maybe my favorite lyricist.
I agree with you.
And I'm Sheldon Harnick as well. But Carolyn Lee is the most famous lyricist you have never heard of.
Mm.
She wrote hit songs like Witchcraft and The Best Is Yet to Come. And I
Hey,
Walk
Look
a Little
Me
Faster.
Over.
Hey, Look Me Over.
Step to the Rear, which we started with.
Right. And lots and lots of, she wrote Little Me with Cy Coleman and lots and lots of songs and lots of hit songs and pop songs that were not from shows like Witchcraft.
And she also had such a, I wouldn't say snarky, but she had a great, I always think of her as having sharp elbows as a lyricist. She would get a couplet in there that would just make you laugh because it had attitude as well as humor.
She's brilliant and hilarious and heartbreaking and complicated. and emotionally complex. Sometimes people say, well, what's the difference between, how would you compare Dorothy Fields, you know, like from the 30s and 40s, and Carolyn Lee, who came of age in the 50s and early 60s, how would you compare that? I said, Carolyn Lee is like Dorothy Fields run through psychoanalysis.
Wow. Or maybe running screaming from psychoanalysis. Here she is with another great Barbra Streisand, who certainly understood her lyrics. Great one-off, When in Rome.
One of my favorite songs.
When on foreign shores I am, very truly yours I am. But if inclined to play I am, sweetheart, that's the way I am. When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for Fondador. You know how a Fondador can lead to a few. And baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to France, and romance drops in from the blue, cherchez amour, I beg of you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome I do as the Romans do. And though from Italy get that old yen in Rome, and naturally when in Rome I do as the Romans do. È molto difficile resistere gli uomini d'Italia, per esempio i biondi di Firenze, di Venezia, e i bruni di Palermo, di Milano, you know what I mean? If I ride happily, best wishes from again in Rome, in somebody's den in Rome. Well, honey bunch, then in Rome I do as the Romans do. So just disregard the signs and the omens when in Rome I do.
Yeah! not come back. I've got your number. I've got the glow you got. I've got your number. And baby, you know you've got mine. I've got your number.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the first time we've ever played Marvin Gaye on this program after 7 years. What a great song from Little Me. And a number you should know is 631-324-4050. That is the box office number at the John Drew Guildhall Theater, where Sunday, July 8th at 7 p.m., our guest, Deborah Grace Winer, will put on a terrific evening celebrating the great women of the American musical.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, we're going to have a blast. It's a great evening and just great music.
And it only seems to exponentially get better. I remember coming from college and seeing a show called Ballroom. It was Michael Bennett's first show after A Chorus Line, and it was not the hit it should have been. Maybe it was the right show at the wrong time. But our next, tell us about our next woman of song.
Our next woman of song is Marilyn Bergman. And a little bit like Betty Comden, she wrote with, in this case, her husband, Alan Bergman. And so their voices are inextricable from each other. And she, but brilliant and I mean, big hits, huge hits like The Way We Were and
The Windmills of Your Mind.
Windmills of Your Mind and What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? But one thing, we made a wonderful discovery that is in our show, which is that Alan and Marilyn Bergman wrote the lyrics to the theme song from the TV show Maude.
Wow.
And there's a full, Sammy Davis did a whole recording. There's like three verses of it.
Wow.
And we found it and we do it.
That's fantastic. This is music by Billy Goldenberg. And I think it's worth pointing out again, we talked a little about Dorothy Fields being able to do Cotton Club and Tin Pan Alley in Hollywood. The Bergmans were mostly Hollywood writers back in the day when you had a theme song, right? You had to have a release. And this shows such great dramatic material from the show Ballroom. It's about a widow who's trying to get a second chance in life, and it's such smart show writing.
Name, please print Asher. First B, middle, none, age over 21, education, high school, class of 39, college, no, that's always been a regret of mine. Check one, married, single, other. Previous jobs, cooking, cleaning, housekeeper, mother. Last position held, wife. Length of employment all my life. References, I think my family would say I succeeded. Reason for leaving. I go. Additional information. I know it won't be easy to find a job. In light of the experience I lack, my son says I can do anything I want. What I want.
Can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me. I know you understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Oh, can you hear me praying? Anything I'm saying, even though the night is filled with voices, I remember everything you taught, every book I've ever read. All the music help me to face what lies ahead. The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright. How I love you, Daddy, how I need you, Daddy, how I miss you, kissing me good night.
We're celebrating great women of song, and there is a great woman of performance, Nina Simone, who both played and sang that great song from Yentl, music by Michel
Legrand, I think, yeah.
Well, we're moving even into the 21st century here with Deb Weiner, who's going to produce and host this wonderful creation of hers, Baby Dream Your Dream, at Guildhall on July 8th. If you love this music, and you must or you wouldn't be listening to this show, I urge you to go. And we were just saying that Lynn Ahrens has a tremendous run. She's clearly taking this tradition all the way up through the 21st century like a dream.
Yeah, Lynn Ahrens is a fantastic lyricist, and she writes, of course, with Stephen Flaherty, and their biggest hit was, or they're first known for Ragtime, which is kind of their big calling card. But wonderful work like Dessa Rose, and now they have two shows running on Broadway, Anastasia and Once on This Island, that just won the Tony. And Lynn is just a brilliant and sensitive lyricist and a wonderful person.
I wonder if any of the other lady writers of song had two shows running on Broadway simultaneously.
That is such a great question. Yeah. You're just trying to stump me.
Well, let's just say, since they just won the Tony for Best Revival, why don't we celebrate Once on This Island?
Good idea.
But on this island, the earth sings as soon as the storm ends.
And as Timon set out, she realized she was walking with old friends.
The birds.
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
Sha, sha, sha.
The trees.
Sha, 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 sha.
Boom, boom, boom.
The frogs.
Boom, boom.
And the breezes.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Sha, sha, sha.
She knew Osaka was near her. You never been away from the sea, child. You're gonna need a helping hand. A fish has got to learn to swim on land.
Oh, sweet little girl, don't you be afraid. Oh, little girl, let me be your guide.
We'll
need a thing or two, and whatever you need, Mama will provide.
Mama will.
Down the road, little girl, you may lose your way. All alone in a world that may seem too wide. But switch on Mama's love, and I will draw them up. And whatever you need, Mama will provide. I'll provide you to soften the road, to sit on
trees,
to sleep underneath, fun for your toes, to fill up your belly, to fan your face, for making your bed.
Mosquitoes?
Ha! Birds will fly, little girl, and the night will fall.
My guest today, Deb Grace Winer, provided us with a great hour of fantastic women songwriters, which you're going to put live on stage Sunday, July 8th at Guildhall.
Right. And what's great about to celebrate is that these women, at a time when women were not supposed to do a lot of stuff out of the house, and it's a very timely thing with this conversation that are going on, the conversations that are going on today. About what is a woman's place. That's kind of what we look at.
Well, on stage, clearly at Guildhall. So I urge listeners to attend that. And what better person to take us out of this wonderful hour than Betty Comden herself, singing our outro song. So we'll catch up some other time. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Look around, the day has passed. When you're in love, time is precious stuff. Even a lifetime isn't enough. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Ooh.
never did get my wishes, never have seen you dry the dishes. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time.
Can't satisfy this craving, never have watched you while you're shaving. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time.
Just when the fun's beginning,
comes the final inning.
Never did take me across the lake in Central Park.
Haven't had time to wake up, seeing you there without your makeup. Oh well, we'll catch up.